live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve edition of Q&A. And just to match the mood of the country perfectly, we have our favorite Americana historian and patriotic storyteller, Jerry Stewart, as our sole guest today. Jerry is one of the most favorite people that we interview during the year. He does these wonderful shows the week of the Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. We have Memorial Day. It's just a wonderful shows Jerry has. And his latest one is called Give Thanks. And we will be airing that tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, right here on KQ&A at 2 p.m. So I hope you will stay tuned for that when you are preparing your Thanksgiving dinner and meeting with friends and family tomorrow. Well, the Arizona Coyotes are back in action this evening. They will host the Las Vegas Golden Knights. You might recall the Knights in their rookie season, their first year as an expansion team, went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. You can hear the game live tonight at 7 p.m. on KQ&A FM 95.5 and 99.9. The Arizona Cardinals will try and beat some team besides the 49ers when they go to Los Angeles Sunday. That'll be at 2 p.m. kickoff with the Chargers, and you can join that broadcast with the pregame show at 1 o'clock Sunday on KQ&A FM or KQ&A AM 1130. Now, as they play the Chargers, of course, they spent 55 years in San Diego, but they started their reign in 1960 in Los Angeles. Yes, as the Los Angeles Chargers. And the reason they were named the Chargers was because their original owner, Baron Hilton, a banker, he created Diners Club. So he named his club the Chargers, as opposed, I say, to the Cash Guys or something. But yeah, that was the Chargers. That was because of Diners Club. Hey, if you're in the mood to see some really terrific movies, the Oscar season will be upon us very, very soon. This is the time of year when the best films get released by the studios because they want those movies fresh in the minds of Oscar voters. When the ballots come out in early January, right now they are 20 movies playing at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, including new releases Creed 2, that is the sequel to Creed, which is like the, I think, 35th sequel to Rocky. Also, there's Green Book, the Mahershala Ali Viggo Mortensen film, based on a true story that was written by the father of Viggo Mortensen's character. He portrays a kind of a Bronx bouncer, a New Yorker kind of guy who's chauffeuring and providing security for a very elegant black concert pianist played by Mahershala Ali as they drive through the South in 1962. Also, Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's a sequel to Wreck-It Ralph. Robin Hood, which must be the 15th variation of that film. And, of course, the holdovers, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, Instant Family, Widows, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, A Star is Born, and Thursday they will release Boy Erased. That'll get some Oscar nominations. It's headed by Lucas Hedges with Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe. That's about the Pray Away the Gay conversion camps and clinics that are now illegal in 11 states. Now, tonight and tomorrow will be your final chances to see A Private War. That is the Rosamund Pike movie about Syrian war correspondent Marie Colvin. The story kind of echoes the Jamal Khashoggi story a little bit. Also, The Girl in the Spider's Web, the Stieg Larsson character, that will be in its final run tonight and tomorrow. Overlord, where the D-Day Normandy soldiers from America encountered Nazi zombies as they overtook a church and a radio transmitter. Hunter Killer, the submarine drama, that's headed up by Gerard Butler, that will also be leaving after tomorrow. Can You Ever Forgive Me? A very short stay for the Melissa McCarthy drama about real-life forger Lee Israel, who started out as a pretty successful novelist and then hit the hard times and hit the bottle pretty hard, too. So that will be in its final stay. Also, Venom with Tom Hardy as a journalist who decapitates people when he gets angry. And The Old Man and the Gun, the final movie for the great Robert Redford as he is a courtly bank robber. He portrays the real-life Forrest Tucker, who robbed banks and romanced women in a very courtly manner. So that will be the movies that are leaving the Harkins 14 after this week. Now, next week, the Wednesday night classics resume at the Prescott Elks Theater with the Jimmy Stewart Donna Reed classic, It's a Wonderful Life. So that'll be playing next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, at the Prescott Elks Theater. And let's see here. We got a phone ringing, and by golly, by the sound of that ring, I bet it's Jerry Stewart.
How are you?
Hello, Jerry. Always great to hear that voice, because that means not only do we have a wonderful hour-long interview coming up, but we got a terrific show coming, because we are airing your show, Give Thanks, tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on KQ&A.
I am so thankful that you're airing my Thanksgiving program.
And, you know, it's all about being thankful, isn't it, Jerry?
Wow. One of the things I'm loving about my program tomorrow is that I'm going to be talking about the pilgrims and how we need to use them as a powerful model to be thankful. And during our little talk here, I'm going to tell the story of the five kernels of corn. And if that story don't make you thankful, you ain't got no thankfulness in you.
Now, why exactly did we call them pilgrims?
Well, that's a really good question. It's funny how you get stuck on little ideas, and you think that, that's what they always were. But interestingly enough, this group of people, they called themselves, now get this, you've heard of somebody saying, the guy that just came in, he's a newcomer.
Sure.
Have you ever heard anybody say, well, that guy, he's an oldcomer?
No.
Yeah. They called themselves oldcomers because they had what they called an old way of thinking, and it had to do with their Christian faith, their religion. And so they called themselves oldcomers, and interestingly enough, they did not fare too well with the mainstream church. It was probably about 1618, 1619, and they refused to be part of the Church of England. Now, get this. Do you ever notice how when you read something that somebody writes, how you can kind of tell that they got a little bit of a bent to their thinking?
Sure.
Like two people can say the same thing, but one makes it sound good and one makes it sound bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my research that I was doing not long ago, I really wanted to know more about these folks. And I was looking on one history site, supposed to be at a very official site, and the first thing that it said was that these people were a radical group of separatists. Now, you know, when you say radical, you know, it's like, wow, you know, it's almost like you're saying you're a fanatic, mm-hmm. Okay? Of course, people don't remember that when you go to a football game and you're a great fan, that the word fan comes from the word fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're willing to be fanatics for a football game, but, you know, don't be a fanatic for your beliefs. Anyway, they refused to be part of the Church of England, and at that time there weren't like a lot of different denominations like we have in America today. The church was the Church of England. Now, the problem that they had with the Church of England is that the Church of England, the head of the church at that time was the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, hold it a second. We're looking at the Bible, and the Bible says that Jesus is the head of the church. And they said, sorry, we can't be part of your group because we don't think that the Queen should be the head of the church. And so the people really got on him. I mean, really started giving him a hard time. There was no freedom of religion in England in 1618, 1619. And they were given so much pressure that the church and the folks there actually drove them out of the country of England, literally drove them out of the kingdom. In fact, what they said was, and this article says, they illegally broke from the Church of England. Can you imagine what it would be like today in our country if somebody signed you up for a particular church and the only way that you could get out of that church was to break the law?
Ooh.
But that's what it says in the historical that I was reading. And so what they did was they tried to find where they could go, where they could practice their Christian beliefs and their religion and you know, not be pounded down. So they actually went to Holland. So here's a group of people who don't speak Dutch, and they go to Holland. Now, what happened was that they had been called the Oldcomers, and it was actually later that their governor, while they were actually on their way coming to America, that one of their leaders said, "We're the Pilgrim Fathers." Fathers. And so, you know, obviously a pilgrim is someone who, you know, sets out to do something, a great adventure. Of course, when these folks got driven from England, they had no idea the adventure that they were getting ready to be on, because when they went to Holland, they couldn't get jobs. They didn't speak the language. And even though many of them were skilled woodworkers and they were very qualified people, because they couldn't speak the religion, they were only able to get just really simple, menial jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to go somewhere where they could be free. And at that time, America was not, if you were going to take a vacation, that wouldn't be the top of your list.
Yeah.
In fact, what they say is, according to history, is of all the people that went to America, all the explorers, all of the early colonies that people tried to establish, only about one of five ever made it back. And some of those that traveled across, like the whole ships, would get diseases, and they would die before they even reached land. So it was really, really, really harsh.
Mm.
And so when they said, "We're pilgrims, boy," you know, they weren't kidding, but they were looking for a place that they could have their own colony and have their own religious beliefs. And they also had some very, very strong lawful ideals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about this a little later in our conversation. But interestingly enough, the pilgrims actually played a part. And a lot of the legal ideals that we've had in our country all the way back since our founding fathers. Well, of course, a lot of them are, you know, changing now.
Mm-hmm.
But they were called Puritans by the Church of England, and it was not an endearing. You know, see, "Oh, you're a Puritan." That was not their way of being nice to them. They were saying, "You people think you're so pure that we're going to call you Puritans." And today, we still use that term, but we don't understand that wasn't a positive thing when the people said it to them. Now, I had a fellow not long ago who said to me, "Boy, your ideals are sort of old-fashioned." And I said, "Well, I take that as a compliment."
Yeah.
Because some of the newfangled ideals that are growing up in our country right now, I don't really get them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anybody is out there and they're like, "Well, I feel a little old-fashioned," maybe that's a very, very good thing. You know, don't be so quick to jump on every skateboard that comes by your neighborhood. Right?
And we're going to jump on a skateboard, too. Take a break here in just a moment. We are talking to our friend Jerry Stewart, calling in live, because tomorrow we are carrying Jerry's nationally syndicated broadcast, Give Thanks, at 2 o'clock tomorrow right here on KQ&A. We're just getting started with Jerry. Lots more coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
You find a home that's a steal of a deal until you discover some small to serious problems. That next to nothing offer might mean next to nothing house. We'll have tips to avoid a money pit home. Plus, Arizona Highway's special edition of rare photos by Barry Goldwater, and let's keep your winter garden growing.
Laissez le bon temps rouler, chat.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Okay, Jerry, we are coming back now.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fong.
And we are back live at 2:19 on pre-Thanksgiving, Wednesday the 21st, because tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving Day and also the day we carry Jerry Stewart's program, Give Thanks. Jerry, you were talking about the Puritans before the break. What kind of colony did they have, and were there rules and order and laws? And what did the Mayflower Compact have to do with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly enough, when they finally decided to leave for America, they had packed enough food so that they could have enough food on the trip across and to have enough food for them to be able to settle in without having to forage for food. But what happened was one of their ships sprung a leak. They went back, and then they all ended up on one ship, the Mayflower. But the storms were so harsh that it actually took them almost 3 months to get across. And then once they got across, they were actually going to settle in Jamestown, that area there. And that would have been like in Virginia there. But interestingly enough, they were hit by a harsh, harsh storm. And the storm pushed the ship way north. And no matter how hard they tried, they could not get back. Now, one thing that is important to know about the Pilgrims is that they were folks that they were trusting in the Lord. I mean, they were some would probably call them extremists because they were trusting in the Lord. Good or bad, high or low, thankful, unthankful, whatever you would want to say, they were trusting in the Lord. So when they were driven so far north, actually they were driven all the way to Massachusetts, their ship was that far off course to the area today that we know as Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while they were busy being tossed to and fro by the wind and the storms, their leader, Mr. Bradford, decided that he was going to set up a series of rules. And, you know, we talk a lot today about the rule of law. Now, would you say that that's the only thing that kind of keeps our wheels on the track, or can we just go along and everybody does the right thing automatically? Pretty much we have to have rules, don't we?
Yeah, we need them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And wouldn't you say one of the problems that we're wrestling with today is there are, quite frankly, there are people who want to just say, no, we don't want to do that rule anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A good example, of course, is whether you're for or against people coming into our country, the rule of law has been pretty simple. There's a process that you follow. You don't just come and climb a fence. And we're getting ready to have a pretty serious something's going to happen here, pretty short, whenever we've got a lot of people, thousands of people that want to come in, and there are, quite frankly, some in our country who say, let them in. Let them in. It's all going to be fine. And then there are the others of us who'll say, you know, whoever wants to go through the process, you're invited to come, but don't just cut the corner. It's kind of like going on a race and everybody else is running around the track and you just cut across halfway,
mm-hmm,
and you move in front of them. Anyway, so they knew that they were not going to be under any rules of a country, so that they had to make some rules. And so that's how they came to write this what they call a compact. Now imagine this, there was about 102 people on that ship, men, women, children. And it was about roughly between 40 and 45 men. And they wrote this compact, and it's very short actually, it doesn't really say a lot. But it just says that each of the signers will be bound to what they call the civil body politic for the purpose of passing just and equal laws for the general good of the colony. That really is the meat of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That there's going to be a process, and that there's going to be laws, just and equal laws, and that these laws are going to be for the good of the colony. And everything that I read tells me that if they had not had this Mayflower Compact, they would have hit the shores, and some would have said, this is what I'm going to do, and others would have said, this is what I'm going to do, but they were all in one accord and of one mind. And they all believed in the rule of law, and I think that's a pretty good indicator. As a matter of fact, later, when Thomas Jefferson was writing the draft for the Declaration of Independence, we have every reason to believe that he was busy and had been aware of the Mayflower Compact. And so when we think of the Declaration of Independence as being our first document, the truth is, because the Pilgrims were the first successful colony in America, there had been others, but they were the first to be successful, the Mayflower Compact, you could say, was the first document in America. Very interesting, huh?
Not only that, but Jerry, how does the Mayflower Compact, you think, affect us in America today?
That's a good question, because to me, if we're still working toward the rule of law, just and equal laws for the general good of the colony, and that it goes through a political process, which means many people coming together in one accord. That's what politics means. And that's very much what we do today. Well, we try to do today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we can say that the Pilgrims were the ones that sort of set the tone, so to speak. And by the way, there had been others that had come to America that were very unruly, very unlawful, and I don't know whether your listeners are aware, but the Indians, well, the people we call Indians, the Native Americans that were there, they weren't too excited to see the European mankind come to their land because they had not been very nice to them. They had come in times and maybe put their hands on their women. Maybe there was raping or whatever. And a lot of the people that came were explorers who, you know, they were here to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meanwhile, they were busy trying to look for something to get rich. They just did what they wanted to do. And so when the Puritans, when the Pilgrims came, it was kind of a whole different way of thinking. And so if you imagine that from them to Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Jefferson to our Constitution, and of course our Constitution has the Bill of Rights. And if you remember when we talked a few minutes ago, the Pilgrims did not have freedom of religion. They were tossed out of the country because they would not be part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
We think about freedom of speech. They weren't allowed to speak their mind, and they were therefore seen, because they spoke their own mind, as being illegal, and that got them in trouble. And then you think about certain other rules, like, you know, a right for your day in court, you know, and that you are innocent until proven guilty. I really believe that when I go back and read the story, if I read the diary of John Bradford and some of those other people, that our founding fathers could see that that was the proper way to go about forming a colony. And of course, what is our country? Our country is just one very huge colony now, right? Called
Indeed.
America.
Yep.
Right?
Indeed it is.
And
Indeed
so
is.
when we think about it that way, the reason I bring this up is because, you know, you wonder, how would you remember? It's been almost 400 years ago now that the Pilgrims landed. I mean, do we still remember any of the people from Jamestown? Pretty much not. Do you remember any of the other colonists that come? No, pretty much not. But why is it that on or around the time that they had their first Thanksgiving is when we still have a day of Thanksgiving today? Have you wondered about that?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and so I think it's because they refused to let their circumstance to cause them to be thankful or unthankful. And so if we have time here, I'd like to kind of talk a little bit more about the... why don't we do this first? Another thing that was very interesting back then was because the Native Americans had not been treated very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much after that, when colonists would land, they usually landed with a lot of heavy guns and other equipment to protect them, because there would be Indian attacks. I'm going to call them Indians, but, you know, Native American attacks.
Sure.
Okay. And so, interestingly enough, you know, I shared with you that the Pilgrims had been driven way north, way up to Cape Cod. Nobody had gone to Cape Cod much. And they have to kind of wade into shore. It's by this time it's November. It's cold. It's icy. And, oh, one other thing happened. Because they were on the Mayflower so long out in the middle of the ocean, they ate all their food. So they had very little food when they waded onto the beach. But you know the first thing that they did? The first thing that they did was they all got on their knees and they thanked God that they were still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were thankful. and you read through over the next few months, and because they didn't have proper shelters, they didn't have enough food, they didn't have a way to really stay as warm as they needed to, they started getting sick. And by the time February came, almost half of the pilgrims had died. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah. And they just were they were dying off. They were all very, very sick. And there was only a few of them that were actually survived. But the reason, interestingly enough, they couldn't figure out why they didn't see any tribes of people, you know, come to meet them on the shore, good or bad. They couldn't figure out where all the people were. And interestingly enough, when they hit the beach there in Cape Cod, they found out that it was extremely providential that they were driven north, because they found that there in that Cape Cod area, there was numerous spring-fed creeks, so the water was good to drink.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that the soil was good for planting. Of course, by now it's winter, so it's too late.
Yeah.
And they also saw something that was very interesting. They found a piece of land, a 20-acre parcel of land that had been cleared and made ready for planting, but it had never been planted. And they're just like, what? Well, they were very, very thankful, you know, that they didn't have to put up with, you know, any local natives being offended by them being there. So what happened was that they found out a little later that there had been a terrible plague that had hit that area a year before, and that many, 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 many of the Native Americans had died in that area. And those who did not die had moved away, started new villages maybe 50, 60 miles away so that they could get away from the plague. So it was almost like somebody had just cleaned house before they showed up and there was nobody there.
Mm.
And
wow.
And so you can see how the good and the bad were going side by side. In that the bad was, of course, they got sick. There was a number of them that were dying. But when you see the good, you see that they just refused to be unthankful. And so when you think about that, and then you go forward to George Washington, when he became our first president,
mm-hmm.
about maybe 100 and what would it have been? Let's see, from about 1780, from about 1620, maybe 160 years later.
Mm-hmm.
The story was still fresh enough that maybe the third generation of people who were alive when all that was going on, and it had passed on. And George Washington really, really wanted the people of our nation to be thankful. We had just finished with our war with the Brits. We were free. We were a free and independent nation, the United States of America. And so in that year, I believe it was around 1780, that he made a proclamation. And they said on that day, November, I believe it was November the 20th, that they were going to have what they called a nationwide day of Thanksgiving. And he said, let's take today, and amidst all of our difficulties and problems, let's be thankful. And that's where Thanksgiving came from.
And so few people have any idea how much drama was involved and how much sacrifice.
No, by the way, for mm-hmm. those of you who want more of what's really happened, I'm telling the whole story tomorrow.
at 2 o'clock.
I mean, day after tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow right here on KQ&A. We look forward to hearing Give Thanks. Jerry, we're going to catch up on a couple of commercials and a newscast here. If you'll stand by for about 8 or 9 minutes, we will come back to get more. Let you tease us tomorrow's show, Give Thanks. That's coming our way in about 8 or 9 minutes as we catch up here on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com. More coming up with Jerry Stewart after this break in the news with Link.
If you're between 18 and 24 or know someone who is, then lace up. YCCA presents a 3-week job readiness boot camp. Learn the basics of popular construction trades. Your blueprint for success starts January 7th, and it's free. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 for more information or register online. YCCA at cable1.net. A career is waiting for you.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Who couldn't use an extra $500 for the holidays? Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan. This Black Friday only, get a $500 Visa gift card with the purchase of any new vehicle all day long. Don't get up at the crack of dawn and fight the crowds. Just go to LambNissan.com, find the make and model of your dreams, and head over to Lamb Nissan on Black Friday, where a $500 Visa comes standard with a new vehicle purchase. Plus, we're offering huge model year closeout deals to reduce our 2018 inventory. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue S front-wheel drive for under $22,000. Save over $6,500 off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Murano S front-wheel drive priced at only $26,076. Or choose the all-wheel drive for only $27,620. Think you can only afford a used car? How about a brand-new Nissan Versa S Plus for only $13,474 with a full warranty? And don't forget, Black Friday only, get a $500 Visa with any new vehicle purchase. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
How does a local company show thanks? At Patriot Disposal, we show thanks by giving back to the community. Our new blue trucks run on natural gas, so we have cleaner air. We took recycling to the next level at our Smart Stream Recycling Center, so you don't even have to worry about recycling. We recycle for you. And after 18 years, we are still locally owned and operated. Thank you so much for your support and making Patriot Disposal your provider of waste and recycling services. All of us at Patriot want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Trash Day.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:39, going back to Jerry Stewart in just a few minutes. In the meantime, want to let you know if you have friends and family coming in for the weekend, the Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot Crew Learning and Tribute Center is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that is at the Prescott Gateway Mall, space number 120. That's near Dillard's. The Granite Mountain shop is open 10 to 4 Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sundays, and you can learn about the how visitors learn about the Dosey Fire, the saving of the alligator juniper tree, discover what wildland fires and firefighting are all about, and view photos of the recently opened Hotshot Memorial State Park in Yarnell. That is in the Prescott Gateway Mall, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Make sure your friends and family visit that. More coming. coming up with Jerry Stewart in just a few minutes. It's time for News Break, local and state news and weather with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQ&A.com. Then we come back for more with Jerry Stewart.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office needs your help in locating a missing woman.
27-year-old Lacey Hesser was last seen in a wooded area near Mayor at around noon Monday. Hesser, who's also known as Lacey Acker, is believed to be traveling on foot. It's not known what clothes she's wearing, but she has multiple tattoos and shoulder-length hair dyed purple. She's a white woman who is 5 feet 2 inches tall and weighing 135 pounds. Anyone who has information on this missing woman is asked to call the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office at 771-3260. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The next Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court once served the Yavapai County Superior Court. The Supreme Court has announced Justice Robert Britnell, who is the current Vice Chief Justice, has been elected by his colleagues to serve as Chief Justice. Britnell's term starts on July 1st, the day after current Chief Justice Scott Bales ends his term. Britnell was a Yavapai County Superior Court judge and presiding juvenile judge from 1996 to 2004. He served as a presiding judge from 2004 to 2010 when he was appointed to the Arizona Supreme Court. Brutinel is working with others throughout the state to complete the Judiciary's strategic agenda for 2019 through 2024. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Taking a look now at your KQNA weather, partly cloudy tonight and chance rain for your Thanksgiving. Expect an overnight low of 37 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 52 tomorrow and a high of 53 on Friday. 40 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday and Friday of 62. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities at 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
At Finley Buick Prescott, we're proud that Buick was recognized by Kelley Blue Book as the best value luxury brand. Buick brings an exceptional combination of comfort and refinement while still being mindful of a budget. The new 2019 Buick Encore Preferred, nimble and turbocharged with savings of $6,804 starting as low as $18,931. The new 2019 Buick Envision, sculpted and crafted with savings of $5,295 starting at just $31,500. The new 2019 Buick Regal Tour X, turbocharged and all-wheel drive with savings of $54,489 starting at just $35,11. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers B4660, B446, B40657.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:46. We have Jerry Stewart. Thanks for standing by, Jerry. That was quite a long break there. I wanted to ask you, who was Squanto?
Boy, you know, you could almost like do a whole series of shows on just the characters that made up that first Thanksgiving story. Have you ever heard of the name Squanto?
No.
Mm-mm. No, huh? Well, interestingly enough, and I can't give you the whole story here, because if I did, then it would all be spoiled. But remember, we talked about how that the pilgrims, they landed in winter, they didn't have enough food, people were dying. They weren't really familiar with the layout of the area, or what to do, how to hunt, where to search, where to look for fish, and whatever, whatever. And they also had this ongoing concern that a tribe of some of the natives would come and overrun them and finish them off. Well, one day, out of nowhere, this Indian comes into their camp. And they're like, oh, brother, he's a scout for a bigger group, and we're through. Come to find out, his name was Squanto, and get this, he spoke English. So this mysterious native comes out of the woods, comes to their camp, and he tells them a story that is unbelievable, and it has to do with how he was captured and taken back to England. It's one of those mean things that some of the explorers did. And I'm not going to let the old cat out of the bag today, but he was hugely instrumental in saving their lives, because when he saw their situation, he knew who they were, he spoke English, he decided that he was going to save them. Now, tomorrow in our story, we're going to be able to hear the whole bigger picture of exactly who Squanto was, how he came to be able to speak English, how he happened to be gone when all of the others had passed away, and what happened when he came back, and, well, quite frankly, how providential it was that he was there at that moment, or there would have been no survivors. It's just a powerful story. You know, it's too bad when we're in school. Did you think history was interesting in school?
You know, it's funny you bring it up, Jerry, because I thought it was all fables. I didn't realize it was real till I opened up my textbook in the fifth grade and saw the JFK assassination.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And I really think that because the teachers were doing their best to teach dates and locations and people's names, because of that, it was made to appear to be very, very boring. And quite frankly, that's how I got my start in radio, is I just love to tell stories. And, you know, when you can spin a good story, people want to listen, because there's nothing better than a good, true story. So that's part of what we're going to be finding out, is exactly, you know, how Squanto came to be. And that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The name of the program is Give Thanks. That'll be here at 2 o'clock tomorrow on KQ&A. In the meantime, Jerry, we got about 2.5 minutes for you to tease us about the story of the five kernels of corn.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to give you a little bit, because I want people tomorrow to be able to grab hold of this and actually use it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Your local listeners to use it in their own Thanksgiving meal celebration. And it has to do with the fact that because the pilgrims had used up all their food, and they had survived, and then they had a circumstance that came that caused them to have to go back to rationing. And believe it or not, they were reduced to a ration of 5 kernels of corn a day.
Ooh.
That ain't much, bud. Put that on a plate and let that roll around in your stomach.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how many days that went on, but they were eventually able to find a way to get some more food. But when they had their big Thanksgiving celebration, it was a three-day celebration. If you believe it or not, there was no TV, no football games. And they actually got together for three full days. Guess what the first course of their meal was?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say turkey.
No. Each person was given into their open hand
five kernels of corn.
Kernels of corn.
Wow.
To remind them how very blessed they were. And that's what I'm hoping that people are going to be doing tomorrow after they hear the programs. They're going to get down to the corner store and they're going to buy a can of corn, and they're going to make sure that every person at their Thanksgiving feast celebration, whether they be a little child or a grown ancient guy like me, that they will start off their meal with five kernels of corn. Because what we really need to do is we need to quit thinking about all that we don't have and start being thankful for what we do have.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
Indeed. And one last thought.
Sure.
It's going to be discussed tomorrow, and I know we got to get scooting, and that is, we're looking back, and we're thankful for the people before us. Here is the ending question. 100 years from now, when we're all gone, and people look back at our generation, and when they look at what we've done or what we haven't done, are people going to look back at our generation and be thankful for us? Ooh.
Great question. And Jerry, to close the interview, I can't believe it's already over, but to close the interview, tell us how our listeners can get your lesson set and learn more about your webpage.
Yes, absolutely. Go to JerryStewartUSA.com. JerryStewartUSA.com. You'll be directed over to the store if you want to go over there and get copies of the programs, copy of tomorrow's program. You can go over another direction and go to the stories. You can go to a place where there's trivia for the children. And the main thing is just to become familiar with more with so much of what I'm trying to tell everybody. And I would love to get responses from your listeners, and we could start some dialogue.
And it's very traditional and very family-friendly, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. All G-rated. Turn the kids loose. Nothing to get you.
There you go. Jerry Stewart, always a pleasure. We will look forward to, you will have a Christmas week program too, right?
Yes, you better betcha.
And in the meantime, stay tuned tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Jerry Stewart's special program, Give Thanks. My friend, give Kelly a hug for me, and thanks again for being our guest on Q&A.
God bless you, man, and thanks so much for letting me be on your station today.
Always a pleasure. Jerry Stewart, folks, stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the Top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, every time I interview Jerry Stewart, I have regrets that I didn't pay more attention in history class growing up. But like you said, you know, telling a great story is what involves you in history. And boy, he's got some great ones. And he will next be on the air with us Christmas week as he does his annual Christmas show. But don't forget, tomorrow, 2 o'clock on KQ&A, give thanks, Jerry Stewart's national syndicated show about Thanksgiving. Now, while you're getting together tomorrow with family and friends for Thanksgiving, of course, it's a traditional time every year. And while you're sitting around the table, I will guarantee this topic will come up. It seems hard to believe, but 55 years ago tomorrow, we lost President John F. Kennedy. If you're a baby boomer or older and you're still with us, chances are you were glued to the TV that whole weekend. Those images are unforgettable. Some of the words and terms that came out of that weekend: Love Field, Triple Underpass, Grassy Knoll, Texas School Book Depository, Parkland Hospital. All those are burned into our minds, and they will probably come out in discussions tomorrow. The young folks can learn an awful lot from listening to their elders tomorrow. In the meantime, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of the Town the Thursday, or I'm sorry, Prescott Valley at 4. Then have a great Thanksgiving and a great and safe Black Friday. Join me back here Monday with my guest, local author Cordell Compton, Charlotte Mortimer for Breakfast with Santa at Mortimer's Farm, and Scott Norton from the Prescott Valley Event Center. That's Monday at 2 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.